This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sudan's warring generals had agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire starting Tuesday after 10 days of urban combat killed hundreds, wounded thousands, and sparked a mass exodus of foreigners. Previous bids to pause the conflict failed to take hold, but Blinken said, quote, following intense negotiation over the past 48 hours, the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces have agreed to implement a nationwide ceasefire starting at midnight on April 24th to last for 72 hours. Western Arab and Asian nations raced to extract their citizens from Sudan on Monday as the UN chief warned of the risk of wider repercussions and urged international powers to exert maximum pressure for peace.
Since the start of fighting on 15 April, hundreds of people have been killed and thousands injured. The violence must stop. It risks a catastrophic conflagration within Sudan that could engulf the whole region and beyond.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Sudanese in Khartoum on Monday said they feel left behind. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Sudan, on the brink of a civil war, is seeing its capital city of Khartoum quickly become a ghost town, causing citizens to feel worsening conditions as buses arrive to pick up individuals fleeing for safety. Tens of thousands of Sudanese have fled Sudan to neighboring countries since fighting between the military and the well-armed Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group started on April 15th. At least 420 people have been killed. The conflict has also triggered a humanitarian crisis in the impoverished country, where millions